This is Spencer King. I'm visiting today with Dr. William O'Neill, who is Professor and Executive Dean for Clinical Affairs at Henry Ford Health System in Detroit, Michigan. And we're going to be talking about his hydrochloroquine trial. Bill, welcome to Axiom.
Thank you very much, Spencer. You gave me a little promotion, actually. I'm just the medical director for the structural heart disease program here, but very pleased to be with you this morning.
You bet. We're delighted to have you because, particularly this period of time, usually when I have someone to interview, I've learned about their study, what's going on from a presentation at a national meeting, so forth. Interestingly, your trial I learned about this morning from national television about an hour ago. So this is in the news, and everybody's very anxious about what we do about the COVID epidemic. Tell me, why are you doing this trial, and what are you trying to learn?
Sure, Spencer. As most people know, Detroit got really hard hit by COVID very early. The first infections were in Spokane, and then New York City, and then Detroit. So we've really been pummeled in all the hospitals here. We've been really, really trying to struggle to keep up. When we heard from the experience from Wuhan, China, and from Italy, we were told right away that there's going to be a high risk of infection of staff, doctors, nurses, et cetera, and we were extremely concerned about it. In the first week of starting this onslaught, we had 14 employees. Within 3 days, were ill, and 7 of those were nurses, and so it was really extremely concerning. So in a 2-week period of time, we were able to organize and structure a randomized trial, get FDA approval, and then get the National Strategic Area to give us 80,000 hydroxychloroquine pills. We're using a placebo-controlled trial to demonstrate whether or not we can prevent healthcare workers from being infected as they come into close contact with these patients.
That's very important. I think there was some confusion on the news this morning that this was a treatment trial, but as I get it from you, it's a prophylactic trial. Is that right?
Yes, it's a prophylactic trial. There's other people that are doing treatment trials, but we really wanted to see whether we could protect our healthcare workers because even with PPE, there is a substantial risk of them developing infections. We've had 2 nurses that have gotten infected and died. So it's a major problem. One interesting thing from China is that they found that people that are taking hydroxychloroquine or the brand name Plaquenil for lupus, if they're taking it chronically, they don't seem to get COVID infections. And so there's a possibility that on a long-term basis, this drug actually may be prophylaxis. In addition, a once-a-week treatment is commonly used for malaria. So those are the 2 standard options that we're testing, a malaria treatment, a lupus treatment, or placebo, to see if we can prevent the infection from happening in healthcare workers.
Yeah, well, this is going to be extremely important. So as I understand it, you're trying to randomize about 3,000 people, and these are going to be health workers in the Henry Ford system. Is that right?
Yes, and also police and first responders. Mayor Duggan from Detroit has been extremely concerned that he was going to lose so many of his police force that he was not going to be able to provide public safety for the city. And so he's been very proactive, and actually with his help and direct involvement with Vice President Pence, we were able to get the FDA to accelerate the process. And Spencer, I've never seen anything like it. I called the FDA on Friday afternoon. They called me back at 8 o'clock Friday night, and then by Tuesday the next week, we had an approved protocol. So it's like incredible how responsive they've been, and that's why we were able to get the study started so quickly.
Well, Bill, you've got a lot of experience with clinical trials. So that must have been a shock to you to have that happen so quickly. So what's your anticipation about the time to get this thing done and get some answers?
Well, we opened up the website for a submission last Thursday. We have 1,300 people now who have applied for the trial. So there's a massive amount of interest, and we anticipate that we'll get all 3,000 enrolled within the next 3 weeks. And then will continue through this COVID season. You know, unfortunately, we're not going to have an answer this year, but it's going to be critically important because everybody assumes that the disease is going to come back next year. And if there's no vaccine available, and it is likely that a vaccine won't be available till the fall or later, that we'll be starting to see these patients coming back into the hospital. And it would be wonderful if we could give a prophylactic therapy to people. The other area that we're exploring is the nursing homes because they're nests of disease and we kind of see catastrophes happening in there. And I think potentially widespread use of hydroxychloroquine as a prophylaxis in nursing home patients would, I think, be another wonderful adjunctive therapy.
So that would be a separate trial or is that part of what you're doing now?
No, it's a separate trial.
Yeah, that's going to be hugely important. To do a trial of a drug, you need some rationale for doing it. And I understand we don't need to go into the potential mechanism of this drug, but I just also heard on the news this morning this treatment trial in Brazil was terminated because they were concerned that a high dose of not hydroxychloroquine, but chloroquine was associated with some serious side effects and mortality. Is it different for the prophylactic use versus trying to use it in maybe very severely ill patients?
Yes, Spencer, I'm extremely concerned about how this whole thing has been so politicized. I mean, you know, I have no scientific bias, and the virus is not a Democrat or a Republican. It's affecting all human beings. I think the New York Times did a huge disservice by publicizing that article. The drug is chloroquine. It's not hydroxychloroquine, and its drug is used in high doses in combination with azithromycin. And I think in very high doses with azithromycin, that may be a problem. Here in the United States, we're testing hydroxychloroquine in lower doses, and we're using the regimen that was used in Marseille, France. It's been very safe. They now have over 800 patients that they've published on with no cardiac side effects. And so in particular for the usage we have in the United States for the trial that we're doing, one dose is a malaria prophylaxis, which has been used for decades, and the other dose is a lupus dose, which again has been used for decades without any cardiac concerns. I think possibly when you mix the drug with azithromycin, there might be some potential concern, and that has to be more carefully studied. But hydroxychloroquine alone is just incredibly safe.
Safe, but not sure whether it's effective yet, and that's what you're studying. Listen, this is going to be a very interesting trial. Help us for a few minutes here understand what's happened in your hospital. What's the extent of this? I heard you've been hit very hard.
Yes. We were, as everybody was, were incredibly worried that we were going to not have enough ventilator capacity. And the hospital basically was emptied, so all elective surgery was stopped, all of our elective cardiac procedures except for TAVR was stopped, and then we sort of emptied it out to let it fill. And we become a COVID hospital. Our units, we have 140 patients on ventilators right now, and 120 of those are COVID patients. And the problem with them is that they stay on vents for a long time. The duration of staying on a vent is 8 to 10 days, and so they tend to fill up the units quickly. Last weekend, we had to start diverting patients to the University of Michigan, and fortunately, the big concentration of COVID has been in Wayne and Oakland counties, and so the out-county areas have actually been able to absorb some of those ICU patients. So fortunately, there's been enough ICU capacity in southern Michigan to kind of handle the load. And now I think we finally got a track on things with all of the social distancing that people are doing. It looks as though the rate of admissions has really stabilized. And finally, we can breathe a little sigh of relief because we do have a little bit of ICU capacity and vent capacity. So it doesn't look as though we're going to be overwhelmed.
Well, I think it's going to be very important to see if we do have some kind of antiviral therapy to use during this time. We're waiting for a vaccine, which looks like it's going to take a long time. So we're in for a long haul. There are other drugs being tested that I'm aware of, but this certainly has garnered a lot of attention, the hydroxychloroquine. And I think, as you say, we don't know if it works. We don't know if it doesn't work. And the only way we're going to know is a well-controlled randomized trial, which you're doing. I congratulate you for that. And I'm sorry for the imperative that you do it with all the concentration of cases in your hospital and the effect on the healthcare workers. This is truly a crisis.
Well, Spencer, thank you for letting me share this with our ACC membership. I'm very honored to do it, and hopefully we can talk in better days about the results of the trial.
Look forward to it. Look forward to better days. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you.